producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Okay, so the most emotional place you've ever visited. Manny, do you have a nomination here?
I need to travel more.
I'll give you this. The Wailing Wall, which was completely unexpected. I burst into tears, and it was completely unexpected. I have no idea where that came from.
Interesting. Yeah, I can't really think of one off the,
there wasn't like
the top of my head.
Baseball Hall of Fame. That's Cooperstown. Have you ever been?
Yeah. Well, no, I've never been to the Baseball Hall of Fame. I have been to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, though.
Did that make you cry? No.
No, but it was pretty. I was pretty enamored by it, though. I was really impressed by it. It was. I mean. Obviously, partially because I'm a big football fan, I'm a big sports fan. So when you go someplace and you see so many, you know, players that you heard about growing up that you may not have necessarily seen, or players that you did get a chance to see growing up, and you just kind of learn a little bit more about them.
You'd love the Smithsonian. We have to get you to D.C. at some point.
Yeah.
Because you'll love D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go see Concussion, and I want you to help me review it after you see it.
Okay.
All right. All right, so let's see what other people thought was an emotional place. Both of them, I suppose, were completely unexpected. One, because I hadn't been there in so long, and clearly my body remembered, even if my head hadn't. And the other was it absolutely blew me away. I had no idea. There was no reason that I could understand. It was on some level that was completely unknown to me, so... Okay, what else?
Antonio says, I suppose my childhood hometown, because I had so many memories growing up there. Yet, when I was last there, it felt like I was in the Twilight Zone because all the buildings were the same. But all the people were total strangers.
Wow. That is an interesting perception, isn't it? What the neutron bomb that only knocks out people but leaves buildings intact?
Yeah.
You neutron bombed your hometown, huh?
Yeah. Eddie says, you're surrounded by solemn greatness, lots of emotions.
Yeah, the wall did that. I'd forgotten about this. You guys have evocative answers. When I saw the wall, it was an amazing experience.
Tracy says the Oklahoma City bombing memorial.
Yeah, I have not seen it. I've only seen pictures of it, but it does seem... I suppose September 11th was... Being down at the pit was one, too.
Down at Ground Zero?
Yeah. That was just an overwhelming experience. That was just, like, so destructive. And to think that somebody with essentially the same DNA that I have could do something like that purposefully was just... was completely overwhelming.
Yeah. Arthur says, I visited Auschwitz and found the entire place to be solemn.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that. I went to Pearl Harbor and I had to leave. I just couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess there are a bunch of places. You guys are making me think about all these places. Okay, keep going.
Kiana says, while on a camping road trip across the northern states, we stopped and hiked at Medicine Wheel, an ancient Indian stone monument on the border of Wyoming and Montana. Later that day, we visited...
Is it Medicine Wheel or Medicine Bow? Are they the same thing?
She says Medicine Wheel.
Okay.
Later that day, we visited the Little Bighorn Battlefield Monument, and I suppose I had a panic attack, but I've never had one before or since. I stayed in a car while my husband explored it. because the closer I got, I couldn't breathe. Started shaking and crying, but I was fine in the car.
Medicine Wheel, Wyoming. State Historic Preservation, Bighorn National Forest on the Western Peak at an elevation of 9,642 feet.
Hmm.
So she's absolutely right. Let's see where Medicine Bow is. Go ahead.
Carolyn says, the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. Why?
Yep.
Because it's incomprehensible that something that horrible could happen. Man's inhumanity to man.
Yeah, I went to the Holocaust Museum in D.C. when it first opened because my sister-in-law wanted to go. And I could get in. And then I went to the one in Jerusalem. And they were very different experiences, interestingly enough. The one I felt, the architecture in Jerusalem, I thought was much more effective than the one in D.C. But I thought the curated part of it was much more effective in Washington, because it was much more personal. As opposed, I guess the thing about the one in Jerusalem is essentially everybody in Israel had somebody that they knew that perished during the Holocaust, as opposed to D.C., which was a step removed from that, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that it was a more individual thing. You also, you get a card and you are somebody and you follow through them. So I thought it was a much more evocative response, but the architecture in Jerusalem is amazing. So,
Diane says the Holocaust Museum for me too, and for the same reason, it takes your breath away, and not for a good reason.
Yeah.
Marie says Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Both my daughters graduated from Gettysburg College, and this enabled my husband and I to visit the Gettysburg National Park many, many times. It was so overwhelming and surreal to visit this site. I always was moved and thankful to our men in blue and gray, and lots of American history in Gettysburg. Everyone should visit that site. God bless America.
You really should. I mean, it's an amazing place, and a lot of the buildings that are there were there originally, and there are bullet holes in them. And remember, and seeing how close the movie Glory, I think, is a terrific depiction of it, of how close it was. And these were literally brothers against brothers, cousins against cousins. I mean, it's an extraordinary, sad, but incredibly evocative place. One of the reasons I think I was, when she said medicine, what did she say?
Medicine Wheel.
Medicine Wheel, and I said Bow. It's Medicine Bow is actually in Colorado, so I grew up with Medicine Bow. But it turns out it's also Medicine Bow National Forest is also in Wyoming.
Hmm.
Southeast. So there we go. How far away from each other they are. Never mind. Keep going.
Peter says the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. Very overwhelming.
Yep.
Sally says the Grand Canyon by helicopter. I was overwhelmed by its beauty when it opened up before me.
Yeah, I did. I was flying from San Francisco to New York, and it was a red eye, and it happened to be a full moon and a very clear night. And flying over the Grand Canyon with a full moon and realizing people had only been able to do that for basically under 100 years was, I mean, basically civilians for a lot less than that, for maybe about 50 or 60 years, was extraordinary. I agree. And also, there's a place in Hawaii where you go through on a helicopter, which was, I'm not crazy about helicopters, to be quite honest, and going through, and then you come out into this area with a waterfall, and it's amazing, and it was pouring rain, so being in a helicopter when it's thunder and lightning wasn't my favorite thing either, but then I've never seen a completely circular rainbow, but because of where I was, it's the only circular rainbow I've ever seen, but it was amazing. So you guys are making me think about all this stuff. And we're also planning your next vacations for you as well, as whether you realize it or not. All right, keep going.
Becky says, just before we go to break here, Becky says, Prince Edward Island, Canada. So magical.
Yeah, there are a bunch of places. Yeah, I agree. Nova Scotia is wonderful. Banff is pretty cool. Canada and Niagara Falls. How could we forget Niagara Falls? 855-993-7569. You got something on your mind? You need to chat with me? Give me a holler. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to bloodsugar11.com for your free video. That's bloodsugar11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to bloodsugar11.com now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Brian, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Joy. This is Brian in Tacoma.
Hi, Brian in Tacoma.
And how's the weather out there? Are you guys having any snow yet?
Nope. Supposedly, Manny and my mom are going to get it for Thanksgiving. We're supposed to have 65 degree weather on Thanksgiving. We're in the mid 40s today. It's a little cool today, but no snow.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, we just getting the first of the snow up in the mountains up here in the ski areas. One or two of the ski areas just opened this weekend. But anyway, yeah, hearing you talk about people's emotional places and anything.
Yeah.
They have a thing here in Tacoma every year around on the Memorial Day weekend where they put up these crosses in the this park down the waterfront here. And they've been doing it for the last, 10, 15, maybe 20 years or something. But I just kind of, and it's right near, just a couple miles from where I live and on the waterfront where we, a lot of people go walking. And anyway, it's just really, it was really kind of pretty emotional the last couple of years when I've gone down there the last 2 years.
What are the crosses for
servicemen that have died and gotten killed in a lot of the, like the Desert Storm and the wars.
I was going to say, how far back do they go?
Yeah, they just go back maybe 5-10 years. I mean, they're, okay. You know. Anyway, I mean, there's hundreds of them, and they put up these white crosses with the guys' names and women's names on there and where they're from.
So it's not just the Washington area?
Oh, no. It's nationwide pretty much.
Got it.
And it's just, you know, just walking around there and seeing all these, you know, that they're all just, and now just thinking about it makes me just kind of, all these young guys, you know, and it shows their age, and a lot of them have things written on there, what they were really into and what they really liked and about their family a little bit, or just their age and their name or something on some of them.
Yeah, there's something about the personalization, isn't
it? Yeah, and it's just, you know, and there's just, you know, it's kind of like a mini Arlington Cemetery, you know, kind of. And they just do it for the weekend, for like the Friday, Saturday, Sunday or whatever, a Memorial weekend. But it's just, I mean, just to really
personalize,
you know, all
it.
These guys are in their 20s and 18, 19, 21, 22, you know, people's brothers and fathers and husbands and wives, and it's just...
It's heartbreaking.
It really is, isn't it? You know? But it's really good to think about that stuff, and the Veterans Day...
I think you're exactly right. I think one of the things... I was reading someplace, and I'm trying to remember what it was referencing, was that the AIDS quilt was so successful in personalizing loss, as opposed to just a statistic. And I was one of my affiliates, I was giving a speech someplace, and a woman came up and asked me if I would read her son's name. And I'm like, how are you going to say no to that? Which I wasn't even tempted to say no. I just knew it was going to be difficult. And I ended up reading names for about an hour. And I didn't know any of these people. But there's something about reading a name that just makes it much more human. And I think...
Like it's somebody that you knew, or
well, it's somebody, and that's I think the point, and just
it's
reading,
just
and you end up in tears.
Then just the numbers. 500 people were killed this week in the war.
Yeah, you know, no, I agree with you.
200 or something, but yeah. Anyway, it's I love your show still, and it's just you do a good job, and
thank you for contributing. I appreciate it, Brian.
Talking about all these different things, okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, there is something about a name, isn't it? Because I remember just being, this woman asked if I would read her son's name and ended up, as I said, doing it for a while. And these are you have no connection with these people except you do. I guess it was the same thing at the Wailing Wall, but I had no connection with it except I did. and you never, I guess you don't know where your connections are going to be. Richard, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
How are you doing? It's very nice to hear you this morning.
Well, thank you.
I'm the son of a World War II veteran and was in Honolulu on business and went out for an early morning run and just kind of wandering around not knowing where I was going. And inadvertently, or as fate had me, took me into the Punch Bowl National Cemetery, which is, if you just run into, it's very, very striking and very remarkable. But to put a topper on it. There was a large bus of Asian visitors unloading, and thinking that some had to be Japanese, and thinking, what does it feel like on that side to be in this place? It's easy when you're running because you're perspiring, so crying is quite natural. Just keep right on crying and move along. But it really was striking, and to this day, it's one of the most moving things that I've ever been surprised by. So thank you again. This is a great subject.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you for sharing your story as well. You know, it's interesting. You should go see, we've had, I think they're going to be on this, not this week, but next week, called Our Legacy of Our Father. No, I think it's Our Father's Legacy. There are two men who both had high-ranking fathers in Hitler's regime. They're both very high up. And one man who's most of his family, 80 members of his family, perished in the Holocaust. And they do this visit to some of the sites together. And vis-a-vis your point of what it must be like to be, you know, to be the perpetrator rather than the victim. And one of the men is undone by it, completely undone, and really is an apologist for his father and for Germans and for, and the other says, well, gee, it wasn't probably my father did it. He didn't know anything about it. And so it's not that he's okay with it. It's that he just can't, he really can't process it. This was his father
for your whole life.
Pardon?
What a cross to bear for your life on
exactly.
the sins of the father.
In fact, I think that may actually be the name of it. I think it may be Sins of the Father, the Nazi Legacy.
Well, exactly.
And I was an archaeology dig when I was 15 or 16 years old. And there was one guy, there were two Germans, and one whose name was von Kummerswald, which obviously meant it was part of the aristocracy, and his parents were, his father was part of, was a Nazi, and another who was Jewish, and his father, and a large part of his family had perished. And the two of them were at war the entire time with each other, and completely different takes on the war. And well, there were good Germans. I also just saw Incident at Vichy this weekend, the Arthur Miller play. But as you say, I mean, I think that I don't know how civilization progresses unless we take responsibility, not so much for what our fathers did, because we obviously, but how we accept sort of responsibility and move on. And I think part of it is exactly what it's interesting that you and Brian should follow each other is putting a name to victims, that it's not a number, it's a person. And I think that's what changes us, I hope.
Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Richard. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Angela, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I have a question about how to handle my six-year-old's tantrums.
Okay.
He'll get angry sometimes and grit his teeth and say really mean things or give me the evil eye or be very loud with his words. And sometimes I can tell why he's angry. Other times it seems to come out of the blue. And even when I can tell why he's angry, it's nearly out of the blue, but I can still kind of tell, maybe. I can kind of guess. And, you know, we say things to him, please talk to me in a normal voice, or we've practiced breathing, you know, smelling the flowers and blowing out the candle, different breathing techniques. We ask him why he's angry when we're just talking. Sometimes we try to ignore him, but it's not always realistic. And I was just wondering if you have any advice.
How many kids do you have?
He's the only one.
Are you able to figure out under what circumstances he tends to go ballistic? Is there a pattern?
Sometimes when he feels like he's not being understood. I really don't know, and that's part of the problem.
All right, so when you're not getting what he's saying, what happens? Tell me what happens.
For instance, the other day, we were outside and I can't hear very well. And so he was trying to say something to me from kind of far away, and I asked him to repeat it like two or three times. But after I told him to repeat it like the first time, he started talking like this. And then when I said, I still can't hear you, then it just goes into like a full blown scream and stomping.
And so what do you do when he does that?
That time, a lot of times I say, I can't understand you when you're like that. I need you to calm down. Most of the time I'm actually very calm when talking to him.
Let me suggest something. I can understand his frustration, right?
Sure.
Because he was trying to communicate with you and it wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
But when he goes ballistic, if you haven't noticed, when you start talking with him, it just makes it worse.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the answer to that is ignore it. Okay.
And I do that sometimes.
You can't. You have to be
like
consistent about it.
Escalates.
No. Wait.
For 20 minutes.
Doesn't make any difference.
I'd even close the door on him. Like I say,
you don't have to close
the
door
to me.
All right. Wait.
Okay.
Listen. Let me tell you the quick story, which is the famous Henry Kissinger, King Tim Ho story with Nixon. Nixon's in the office. Kissinger's in the office. The Irish setter comes in. I had Irish setters growing up. They're lovely dogs. Not the smartest dog in the kennel, but what can you do? And the dog was scratching the rug in the Oval Office, and Nixon said, cut it out. Dog kept doing it, kept scratching the rug. Nixon said, cut it out. Third time, Nixon opens the bottom drawer to the Oval Office in the desk, throws the dog a bone. Kissinger says, congratulations, you've just taught him to scratch three times and he'll toss him a bone.
Mm-hmm.
You've taught your kid that he can outlast you, that when he gets frustrated, all he has to do is have a temper tantrum, and you'll focus on him, regardless of what you were doing before. You'll talk to him. None of that will work. What you have to do is, and you can say to him ahead of time, new sheriff, you know, new sheriff's posse. If you fuss at me, I'm going to ignore you. I'm going to walk away. If we're in the grocery store, I'm going to walk away. No one wants your kid at that moment. And when you're quiet and you can come and explain to me what you want, then you come and do it. I'm not going to slam a door on you. I'm not going to talk with you. I'm not going to remind you how to do it because he knows that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to ignore it. If it goes on for an hour, you have to ignore it because it's the only way to teach him. Look, the reason he's doing it is for attention.
Mm-hmm.
So any attention you give him, kids would much rather be praised than punished, but they'd rather be punished than ignored. You have to ignore it. And he will outweigh you because he's 6 years old and he's already learned that. He learns if he hollers long enough that you'll capitulate. You can't do that. And so you have to explain to him, I know you get frustrated, but I'll tell you what, if you can calm yourself down within 5 minutes and come and talk with me about it, then you can have an extra 10 minutes staying up and watching television. Or if when you feel like you're being angry, if you can stamp your foot but then bring yourself under control within 2 minutes, then I'll give you a glass of milk or something, and you can figure out what reward you'd like to have. Because you don't want it that if he has a temper tantrum, he gets a reward. You want it if he can bring himself under control, then he gets a reward.
Right.
But the rest of it, you have to ignore it. Because otherwise, from his point of view, you've just taught him to scratch three times and you'll toss him a bone. And he doesn't care. Time means nothing to him. So he'll carry it on forever.
And I do understand that, understand the concept. I guess sometimes I also feel like, well, by me ignoring him, I'm also not teaching him the right way to do it. I'm just teaching
him. He knows.
That's not going to get
well,
learned.
But you already did. We already figured out. We already dealt with that. We already said that all you have to do is give him a reward for bringing it under control quickly.
Okay.
All right, but you have to explain this to him.
It's going to be hard. hard to do around the Thanksgiving holiday.
Well, and you'll do it with
family.
Of course, because with family around, he figured that's why I mentioned the grocery store, because kids do things like that in the grocery store.
Other family, or he's actually better when there's other people around. He does
good.
You know,
well, you can explain to him that you think it's great, and you catch him doing something right. You know, I realize that when cousin Amy pulled your hair, that you really got upset about it, but you did a great job about, you know, not responding, and for that you get, you know, whatever.
We have reward bucks at home, so we do a lot of that positive reinforcement stuff where you earn stuff, but it's just those.
Well, but the temper tantrums, yeah, it's a matter of him having to bring them under control.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. Thank you so much.
And what you can say to your husband is every time I go to him after he has one, it'll cost me $5.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I can do that. I'm cheap. So I won't like to spend that.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, that's the whole point. It's just an additional reminder that says, no, this doesn't make any sense.
Right.
It doesn't.
Right.
All righty.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Angela. 855-993-7569. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yeah, I just wanted to pass on something interesting that I learned at a Veterans Day cemetery that I went to in the Northwest, and they don't have everybody, you know, where all the flags are put up, the
uh-huh.
big flags. I don't know if that in the East Coast they do this, but at this cemetery they put up a big flag for every vet of the area that's died. And anyway, if you go to the coffee stand where they serve coffee during the ceremony, they have a list, and every name is associated with one of the flags. So I was able to find out which where my husband's relatives who died in service, which flag was theirs, because it was associated with the number.
Okay,
like
so the flags
number one
aren't
flag
notified.
For so and so, huh?
Got it. So they're number, and you can find out what the numbers are.
Yeah, and whose flag that is symbolizes.
Yeah. Well, that's would be the number associated with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, and it really made me feel good that they personalize it to that, you know, extent.
There you go. Well, I think I think the personalization of it is what. I mean, because it's a person, and we are our names as well as everything else. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Thanks,
uh-huh.
Helen.
Bye-bye.
So you can hear that I was trying to remember what I was reading about the idea of how the public got involved with the quilt. And they were urging another group to do something like the quilt. And I'm trying to remember what it was, and it's not coming to mind, but it will at some point, or I'll run into it again. All right, let's go back to emotional places.
Emotional places. We left off with Becky talking about Prince Edward Island in Canada.
Yep.
We continue on now with Christina, who says Auschwitz. I think we had one other person that mentioned that as well. Francis says Ireland for so many reasons, mostly because I belong there.
You should go see Brooklyn. The movie Brooklyn, and I'd be fascinated to see what you think about it. But yeah, because it's the stories of an Irish immigrant. So,
Pauline says, and you'll appreciate this one especially, Joy. Pauline says, Israel. When my daughters took a picture of their feet and said, "We are walking where Jesus walked."
Yep, I did it barefoot. You know, because I said it felt like that was the way to feel the stones that were that old. I went to Temple of the Mount. I went to, which I couldn't go in because I'm not Muslim, but I went there. And I went to a tomb of the Church of the Sepulchre, and I went to the Wailing Wall and all the Stations of the Cross. And I agree with you. I did it barefoot. They're all three were an amazingly emotional experience for reasons that, again, aren't terribly clear. But I guess it's the same reason of reading the quilt of someone's name you don't know. It personalizes it. And if it's important to somebody, I guess it should be important to all of us. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
ProP
Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter. Helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro 1G 2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
ProPure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter. Helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro 1G 2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right. So let's do some more emotional places. You guys have come up with some great possibilities here.
Ann says, West Berlin before the wall came down. Driving through that last checkpoint and seeing the stars and stripes along with the other Allied flags. Quite a feeling.
You know, that reminds me, the UN, with all those flags at the UN, is an amazing sight, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's if you haven't seen Bridge of Spies, you'll probably get a kick out of that just because it specifically deals with the wall coming down. Also, the Michael Moore, Who Do We Invade Next, has got a thing about the wall as well.
Mark says the cemetery due to memories.
Yeah, I think that's true. In Creed, which comes out this week, there's a scene. First of all, I wasn't crazy about Creed, to be quite honest. I'll review it for you on Wednesday. But I thought Sylvester Stallone is better in this than anything he's ever been in because he gets to play kind of a character part. And he's at one point, he takes a chair out of a tree and sits at Adrienne's grave and has a discussion with her. So, yeah. I just saw a film, which is, I think it's out. It's called Iraqi Odyssey. I had to go backwards because I think it's a pun on the Iliad and the Odyssey. And the filmmaker talks a lot about the Odyssey. He brings in pictures from an Italian version of the Odyssey. But at one point, the patriarch decides he wants to be cremated, which is apparently against Islamic law. Most fundamentalist religions are not crazy about doing anything with burying the body, right? And they're very specific rituals about it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this huge fuss because he wants to be cremated and his ashes spread on the Euphrates. I know. I have a mind like a lint trap. I mean, little things just get stuck there. I keep going with the evocative places.
Amy says, a church in Wales where ancestors of mine had been married. I stood on its threshold and looked out over the countryside that probably didn't look much different than it had 200
yeah.
years ago
yeah.
when they stood there. And I thought, because they were married here, now I'm here.
That's a good point.
Wow.
I went to Anne Frank's, the attic of where Anne Frank hid, which I don't know. That was in Holland. I just remember climbing up the stairs. I don't know why your thing evoked that image, but it did. Yeah, there is something about our histories, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad we came across that one because it kind of reminds me too of when I go down and visit family members in Mississippi. You know, my mom was born in Mississippi, and she lived there until she was 12, then she moved up to Minnesota. And, every time I go down there and I'm kind of driving through, the highways and just kind of the country areas of Mississippi, I do kind of think about, a lot of ancestors, a lot of relatives that,
yeah.
had, kind of grew up in this area. And so it does kind of...
There's something about where you come from.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, I'm glad we came across that one.
There you go.
It made me think of that.
Fair enough.
Let's see. Stephanie says, Budapest shoes on the Danube Holocaust Monument. I could not stop crying looking at the men, women, and children's shoes. Then we observed the Syrian immigrants at the train station. Hoping history does not repeat itself and these unfortunate Syrians find safe refuge, unlike the Jews did.
Good point. Well, write to your congressman.
Arlene says the 9/11 memorial, it tore my heart, reliving the anguish and pain we went through then.
I agree, although for me, the memorial just commemorates the experience of being down there. But I had a hard time. I didn't go to the memorial for a long time, and then some people came from out of town, and I took them down there. And I've only been to the memorial once. I've been to the museum once, and I will not go to either again. But, that they're painful. But as several of you have mentioned, it's important to bear witness. It really is.
Irene says, I have the privilege of going to, Dachau.
Dachau. Yeah.
And maybe it was the energy of the spirits there, but the longer we were there, the more I retreated into myself, and I simply shut down. Claustrophobic in an open area is the best way I can describe it.
I don't disagree with you. I think, Yeah, there are places after, there are places I just won't. I live within a couple of blocks of Holocaust Museum, and I've never been there. You know, they're just, I've been to two, and if I never went to another one, I think I'd be just ducky. I mean, I just, there are things you can do and things you can't do. And if there was a compelling reason, if somebody really wanted to go or something like that, I suppose I would do it. But it'd have to be something like that. I sort of feel like I've already done my Holocaust thing. I've done enough, so we'll see.
Bruce says the Arizona Memorial at Pearl, Hawaii. Hundreds of sailors share their grave there.
Yeah, as I said, I went there because I was in Hawaii, and someone said, oh, we're going to go to Pearl today. And I don't know that I processed it completely. You know, okay, let's go. And I got there, and, oh, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very spooky. I mean, it is a haunted and sacred place. In much the way I think the Ground Zero is.
And the last one here from someone, they just say the Canyonlands.
The Canyonlands? You mean that? I don't know exactly what that means.
Maybe the Grand Canyon, perhaps?
I don't know. Let's see if Canyonlands bring the Badlands too. I think are Canyonlands. Canyonland National Park invites you to explore a wilderness of countless canyons and fantastically formed buttes carved by the Colorado River and its tributaries.
Okay.
Okay. Four districts by the massive canyons, the Green and Colorado Rivers. Vast area with deep canyons, steep cliffs, and gorgeous vistas. Mountain biking, whitewater rafting, and hiking are in abundance. It's in Utah. There you go. So you guys, everybody has some additional places to go to kind of hang out and do fun stuff. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right, so we've gone to all the emotional places.
We have, yes.
Well, for me, it's really interesting, too, because they clearly, I think, for lots of us, evoke other places, you know, of sort of, okay, I had, when my brother was here, I took him to the memorial down in Battery Park, and because it was really important to him, every time I go by there, I think about him, so that's become more important for me just because it was so important for him. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.